This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another edition of Behind the Mic. I'm Josephine Reed, and with me, contributing editor to Audiophile magazine, Sandy Henschel. She's with me all week. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Joe.
So you kicked everything off with a big blast yesterday when we talked about In the Heights. What are we doing today?
Today we're doing Lilyville, Mother, Daughter, and Other Roles I've Played, written by and read by Tova Feldshuh.
Oh, so we're sticking with showbiz here.
Yes, we're sticking with showbiz, and we're sticking with Read by the Author book.
Okay, tell me about this one. Tell me about Tova Feldshuh.
Okay, it's not your usual celebrity memoir. It does contain references to a few opening nights and award ceremonies and even a few backstage romances, but it's mostly about Tova's deep and undying love for her mother, Lily. You know, even in her book, her dedication reads, "For Mama Lily, whose name will always be above the title in my heart."
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know.
So tell me about Lily.
Well, Lily is a character that you will want to meet. Everyone will want to hear this book because of Lily, if not Tova herself. The mother is a very strong influence on Tova's life. And her New York City, slightly Jewish accented voice as she reads this is energetic and so much fun. She changes voices and her characters easily. She's warm and she has a sense of humor that's often self-deprecating, but that comes from her background. She's very, very strongly Jewish New York City, and she's a good girl. And she was born in the 50s, so, you know, it's not nice to be self-aggrandizing. You have to be very humble always.
And just to remind people who might not be immediately familiar with who Tova Feldshuh is, aside from being on Broadway in many things.
She was born Terry Sue Feldshuh in Scarsdale, New York, which, if you don't know, is an upper-class Westchester neighborhood. And her mother, who was irrepressible, and her father, Sidney, and they were both supportive. But the message was very clear to her. Marry well, keep a neat, clean home for your husband and children, and teach them strict rules of society. When Tova told her mother she wanted to go to Juilliard, you know, the prestigious performance school, Lily said, "You're not going to a trade school." Like, can you imagine?
But they have a good relationship.
They have a wonderful relationship. It's a brilliant relationship. Tova tells us that she was asked to audition for Pippin because she could handle a trapeze and she could swing on a trapeze. And she says that's the only reason she got the role.
But she was 60 at the time. This isn't something she was doing as a little kid of 20. She was 60 years old when she was in Pippin, swinging on a trapeze.
I know. It's a great story, though, isn't it? Lily was supportive, and she went to almost all of Tova's shows. But here's a little clip that tells you a little bit more about their relationship and what she thought of Tova's performing.
Okay. This is Lilyville, and I also love that title.
Okay.
No. Mother, Daughter, and Other Roles I've Played. It's written and read by Tova Feldshuh.
My mother, Lily, came to every show I ever did. Well, almost. One day she called and said, Tova, I'm not coming to see you in the Virginia monologues, I can't say the word, but three women in black dresses in front of three music stands talking about their Chachburgers, forget it! So if you're pretty, and there's movement, and there's color, give me a call. So I gave her a call to take her to Pippin. Pippin has unbelievable color and movement, and I looked darn good in that bustier with fishnet stockings. All the trapeze work had taken me down to 112 pounds, which is what I weighed in seventh grade. With joy, I took my mother with her beloved aide, Joyce, to the Wednesday matinee of our Tony Award-winning revival. Grandma Berta sings the hit tune, No Time at All, which I performed while doing a full-out trapeze act. This number brought down the house. Look, you put an old bird singing upside down on a trapeze and it engenders hope in everyone. So I go to my mother after the show and I say, Mommy, Mommy, Mommy. Suddenly I'm 3 years old, grasping for mother's milk. Mommy, 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 Mommy. How did I do? Her voice took on the familiar tone of a strident coronet. Tova, that you should still have to earn a living like this, and on a trapeze yet. That was my mother, Lily.
Oh, my God. I love mothers like that. I can't say the word. I can't say the word.
Can't say the word. A chachburger. I don't know.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
Isn't it funny?
She paints such a vivid word picture. And, of course, she's performing it.
Exactly. She does. She performs throughout. She was very, very aware of how her mother feels about how she looks when she's doing a show. She thought Tova looked gorgeous in Hello, Dolly, but was horrified by how she looked as Golda Meir in Golda's Balcony.
The one she won the Tony Award for, that one.
She won her fourth Tony nomination, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
Oh, this sounds like a fabulous book. We were talking about Lilyville, Mother, Daughter, and Other Roles I've Played. It's written and read by Tova Feldschuh, and I am, the minute we say goodbye, I'm downloading it. So thank you, Sandy.
Thanks very much, Joe.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from Penguin Random House Audio, publisher of best-selling nonfiction and fiction titles for adults and kids, like Ghosts by Dolly Alderton, and Franklin Endicott in the Third Key by Kate DiCamillo. Visit penguinrandomhouseaudio.com/audiophile today and start listening. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.